Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Redmen TV. My name is Ben Kellamy, joining me is Chris. It's the instant match reaction. Liverpool have just beaten Chelsea.
Yeah, two goals to nil
Maybe a less stressful game, Chris, than some of the others over the last few weeks, but you know, just as important all the same.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, the first half when we went in after the first half, everyone, there was a few moans and groans around me. You know, we went down into the concourse and stuff, and everyone's a bit like, it's not really a great performance here. No. We need to step it up and stuff like that. And then you're talking about, I thought Loftus-Cheek was brilliant for them first half. I thought he was up there for player of the first half, and Willian had been doing well when Hazard went over to that our right hand side, and Trent was having a little bit of a struggle and stuff. And I wondered whether Klopp had got the midfield right, if I'm honest. I wondered whether Keita and Hendo with Fabinho was good enough to go on. But second half, we come out and we silenced absolutely everybody. We blitzkrieged them in 5 minutes, and Chelsea didn't know what to do, did they, Ben?
No, they were absolutely unplayable for parts of that second half. And I think it was kind of echoing like performances that we'd seen last season. We've not seen it as much this season, but you know, games where we just have a 10-15 minute spell and we just blitz them, and that's what we seem to do in that second half. You know, we came out after the break and between 45 and 60, let's say, we were just absolutely unplayable. Jordan Henderson was absolutely incredible today. I mean
it's just the
energy on him, the creativity. Obviously, he sets up the Mane goal. You know, he must have been in Jurgen Klopp's ear for ages, playing me further forward, and he's going, no, Jordan, no, you've got to do this. Stay and late. Now he must be looking at it, and he's going, oh, well, have I done that? You know what I mean? He's just honestly just so good.
We've been saying all season long, we need someone to take over that Oxlade-Chamberlain role. Yeah. And as soon as Fabinho got into that number six, he should have been put there, because, listen, Wijnaldum's a great number eight, and he's a good number six as well, but he doesn't have that... He doesn't have that ability to arrive late into the box like Jordan does. The understanding that he's got with Mo Salah already for playing 2.5 games there, and that little interplay and the back heels and taking it off him and moving on, he gets the assist and he's there celebrating in front of the cop on his own because it means that much. He's backed it up. And as you say, he's in there talking to Jurgen Klopp going, come on, boss, knocking on his door, come on. He's got to go out there and do it. And he's gone out there and done it against a very good midfield three. Absolutely. In Kante, Loftus-Cheek and obviously Jorginho, who I thought did a really good job at breaking up play first half.
Yeah, I think they controlled the midfield the first half, to be perfectly honest. I mean, you know, I'd be interested to get your thoughts on what changed in the second half, because for me, every time a creative midfielder for Chelsea got on the ball in the first half, they seemed to have so much space to run at us. Loftus-Cheek in particular, as you said, you know, every time he picked the ball up, he seemed to just have 10-15 yards of space to run into. And I don't really know, I mean, maybe you spotted something, why we got on top in the second half as dominantly as we did.
I don't know, to be honest with you. You know, we'll go back and we'll obviously analyse the game. We'll do something on the RedmenTV.com tomorrow on it, and you know, we'll be doing the stats and tactics show like we always do. But it's very hard to analyse a game like that when you're sucked in with the emotion of it and stuff like that. All I will say is Liverpool were brilliant second half.
We were
kind of what
brilliant.
You said about that 15 minutes. And when you were saying that, it reminded me of the City game where we scored three against them in a 15-minute spell. And it looked like we could just carry on scoring goals there again today. You know, Mo Salah was just getting into great positions. Yeah. Sadio Mane, Robertson, Keita, Henderson, Firmino. And it looked like we just had them on toast at one point and they didn't know what to do. But we certainly did something in the middle of the park, because as you, I think, correctly point out, it was very easy for them. They were countering through the middle on us, and then they were working the ball out wide to Willian and stuff. But second half, they didn't really have any of that. And again, you know, a little bit of recency bias and a little bit of, you know, me realising that I'm sat in the cop and I can't see the other end of the pitch. You know, they did get in after we'd scored our goals a couple of times. You know, a ball flashed across the box, which nobody dealt with. And, you know, Hazard, I think it is, that hits the post. And I'm not sure if Higuain has a good opportunity as well.
Alisson makes a good save.
And these are all crucial, aren't they? Because, Ben, interesting to get your thoughts on this. Alisson hasn't been at his brilliant best the last few weeks. But crucially, we didn't concede again today.
No, we didn't. But this is what I think is key with Alisson. When we do need him to step up, he does. Yeah. He did against Porto in the week, where he had a very quiet game, didn't have much to do. But in the first half, he makes a really good save. You know what I mean? So for me, as long as he's doing that, I mean, you know, there are moments where he's dodgy on the ball, and I think in time he'll grow out of that in a way of, you know, he's probably still adapting to the pace of the league a bit, you know, in terms of he's being pressed so quickly and high. Chelsea didn't do as much of that today because their game plan was basically to try and sit back as much as they can. You know, they were starting to frustrate the crowd a little bit in the first half with the time wasting. You know, I'm sure 13-14 started to flash through people's heads. You know, and then obviously once we scored, which we didn't in 13-14, that game plan went out of the window, and that's where their game plan started to, you know, dissolve. And that's I think that's part of how we managed to get on top of them, because suddenly they didn't know what to do anymore because they had to come out and get a goal.
And as soon as they came out, Liverpool started to counter and that space opened up. But I think you're right, and I think it's a great point about 13-14 and stuff, and we've put it to bed now. But the game plan is always to quieten the crowd, and when it's like that in Anfield and it's so loud so early on and before a ball's been kicked, you have to quieten the crowd. So take that time, take your time over free kicks and throw-ins and all that type of stuff, and everyone's read everything about the 13-14 game. We all remember it so well, and the difference now between this side and the one that was here 5 years ago, which none of the players apart from Salah actually featured in that game, is that we're a professional, mature side, and we realise games are 90 plus minutes long, and we don't lose our heads when it's 0-0. We don't even lose our heads when we're one goal behind anymore, and we understand that we're a good side, we trust in each other, and we trust that we can get goals. And, you know, it frustrated us as fans at 45 minutes when it was half time, but didn't frustrate the team, and that's the difference.
But I think even though there was frustration, I think, much like a lot of fans, there's still faith there that, no, we are going to get this goal, that we are going to go through, and that is a testament of this Liverpool side. Look, let's talk about the moment of the game. It's obviously Mo Salah's goal.
Oh, my God.
I've just seen it back. I had it in my head that he hit it on a half volley. He doesn't.
No, he just
whacked it. It's absolutely brilliant, mate.
He doesn't kick the ball like that, though, does he?
No, he doesn't. And I was just talking to the lads over there, you know. I was talking to the lads over there, you know, he obviously tries that sort of the inside of the foot curler all the time. Just put your foot through it every now and then, Mo. Yeah. See what happens there.
I was sat in
106, and my view, I was right behind it. And the way that ball dips just at the last second to go underneath the crossbar, the technique on it is perfect. It was an absolutely world-class goal.
I mean, listen, I was watching the ball, but if I wasn't watching the ball, I'm sure Kepa pooed himself in the middle of the goal. But everyone was just there looking at the ball, and then it was like this, almost the sort of quarter of a second of, has he just done that? Mm-hmm. And then it went fucking mad. And I've got my phone out and I'm recording reactions. And my mate James, who I go the game with, is just in the middle of the aisle like this. just completely lost control of himself. And that's what I love about recording the ground.
Seeing
that just raw emotion. And, you know, that finish from Mo Salah is, I was the same as you, I was thinking he's going to bend this over the bar like he has done for the last 8 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what he's done. And he just drilled it. And he's such a difference maker, mate. And I think he really wants to beat Mane to Liverpool top scorer
definitely,
as well.
Definitely.
You know?
And, you know, you can see the emotion in him in the celebration as well. He's obviously probably had quite a difficult week, and for him to be in front of the crowd and be like, and again, much like the Southampton game.
I wonder if we can maybe throw the picture in here, Si, which I think that would be all right, of him celebrating and stuff.
Yeah.
And just a real nod to his faith and stuff. And, you know, the songs that the Liverpool fans were singing, and, you know, the way that the whole day unfolded with the incredibly well respected minute silence and stuff from Chelsea fans and Liverpool fans, and a little bit for Tommy Smith and stuff in our thoughts today, of course, the Anfield Iron. And it's just been an emotional day, but Liverpool delivered when it matters.
Absolutely, mate. Look, we'll wrap it up there, okay? Thanks very much for listening to it and watching, everybody. Thank you very much. We're four games away.
What a fucking place this is.
We're four games away, guys.
You believe, man?
I'm starting to believe.
I believe, mate. I'm
starting to believe.
You've got to.
We discussed, didn't we? Paul said it in his match reaction. I've said it as well. We all knew that we need to get through these three games. These three games: Tottenham, Southampton, Chelsea. If we can get 9 points here, the next four games, they're winnable games. You know what I mean? And City have got such a tough schedule coming up. You can't see them not dropping points. I know they're such a good side, but you know it. And if they don't drop points, then you go, well, fair play to you, lads, and that's all you can do.
Just one more thing before we do wrap it up. They're all winnable games. With this Liverpool side, every fucking team you come up against, there's a winnable game now, and that's how good this side is. But also, fuck me, when Andy Robertson's slipping. Oh my God.
But there was
God.
Such
what
a big
you,
cheer.
What were you like?
I was like, oh, and then they were in, and then, but honestly, that was like... Because we collected it, didn't we? We came back and there was a big cheer from the crowd, and it was like we put them.
It was just a big fuck you.
It was like we put them spirits to bed because he slips, and we all go, oh my God, not again. And then much like the bigger picture, like this Liverpool side, we just calmly collected it. Alisson had the ball back, and there was a big cheer from the crowd, and it was almost as if we like buried them demons. It was a really weird moment. I don't know whether you felt that.
I just looked at James, and we just connected eyes and went,
oh my God,
oh my God. And I looked around to the other side, and there's just a fella with his head in his hands like this, and no one can take it. No. And it's just, but then it's just like, yeah, fuck him, yeah, fuck that. It's not gonna, we're not gonna be remembered like that. This Liverpool side will be remembered for winning the league.
We're gonna be remembered for winning the league. Four games to go. Thank you very much for watching. Check out all the other post match content. Got his match reaction. Got Paul's match reaction. Player ratings. Twitter reactions. We've got so much coming on the website as well. We've got the final word tomorrow. We've got the Man of the Match podcast. We've got stats and tactics, I imagine, Chris.
Yeah, around the league.
Everything. We're gonna be talking so much football. We've got get your free month now, right? You're gonna. It's the best time to get in on it. We're gonna win the league, everybody. Fingers crossed. See you next time. Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.